Good morning. Frank Cifuentes here. I'm going to read my testimony to the 9/11 event from a book that was published called One Wound for Another, Una Herida por Otra. It's a publication that was put together by Claire Joy Smith, professor at University Autónoma de México, and Clara Lewis, editor, also from Colorado College. They invited writers, Latinas, Latinos, mostly Latinas, by the way, beautiful stuff. So my testimony is as follows. Hace tiempo que he tratado de empezar un ensayo sobre nuestra vida en Yaquilandia antes de los fregazos al World Trade Center Pentagon, cuando todavía estaba en un stupor. It had been a while since I've been thinking of starting an essay about the life of Mexicanos, Chicanos, and Yanquilandia before the blows on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, when I was pretty much in a stupor, stewing in my own juices of self-pity, feeling the impingement of limited future like so many old folks feel, with my sense of purpose slowly and methodically melting away, feeling like a has-been or a would-have-been or a could-have-been a contender type, melting away as a has-been, thinking that gente chicana was an endangered species, wondering where we had gone wrong, even while counting the social political gains the movimiento had made. September 9th was a lazy Sunday, and I made myself breakfast: chorizo con huevos, papitas, O'Brien, tortillas de harina. Then Sara and I started reading the LA Times. Clearly, the nation was floundering. The stock market was nosediving. The feds seemed hapless, in disarray, especially the intelligence agencies. Bush and Fox were putting the issues of immigration, migration from Mexico, like amnesty, on the table, legalizing millions of Mexicanos in the U.S., and establishing a new guest worker program. Ecological issues and concerns were being examined, yet systematically ignored. For never mind what previous administrations had committed to, Colin Powell was being seen as an odd man out, having to defend the administration for its unilateralism, having walked away from international agreements such as Kyoto Protocol on global warming, and having put on hold the likes of the ABM Treaty. It had not been easy sailing for him when China captured a spy plane, which turned out to be a terrible insult to that nation, the nation that sold the U.S. 40% of its exports, and yet was constantly criticized for its violations of human rights. And the Middle East hostilities were hopelessly heating up, with the Bush administration seemed to have having adopted a position of letting things get worse so that then they could get better, continuing to ignore the absence of democracy and human rights in Saudi Arabia, Qatar and in Iraq, as long as the U.S. had access to their oil, what else? The U.S. steadfastly maintained its policy of sanctioning Cuba, even though Congress seemed willing to make changes, even as the Cuban government in exile had set up its embassy in Washington. And in Colombia, the 37-year-old civil war continued to rage, with the U.S. having pumped $16 billion to support the status quo there, while the atrocities in Guatemala went unabated. On the domestic front, the issues of health and access to medicine, particularly for seniors and the poor, were a high priority. A critical concern was maintaining the promise of Medicare and the abuses of HMOs, health maintenance organizations, and though by now it's barely being remembered, people were getting their tax refund, though it was clear that they'd have to pay it back in years to come. Oddly enough, the administration was looking at cutting the military budget 15%, mostly administrative costs. It had to become very clear that the U.S. Latino, Hispanic, Mexican population had exploded to the tune of 35 million, though the clear response was, so what? But 2 days later, history changed by the terrorist attack on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Ironically, in the Pentagon, what got hit was the section that housed the administration. Was that 15%? Anyway, my wife and I had been having a leisurely breakfast when ABC Morning News broke in to show one of the Twin Towers in a horrible trouble after a plane had crashed into it. We could imagine that hundreds of people were scrambling down the stairs to exit the building as firefighters and police entered to rescue. Then suddenly we saw huge flames from another side, in the other building. The second tower had been struck by another plane. It was clear then that America, the beautiful, had been struck mightily by terrorism. Something completely reinforced when we learned that the Pentagon had been struck also by a plane with passengers and jet fuel. It was like the new century had finally gotten baptized and a new era had begun before our very eyes as we watched in horror each of the Twin Towers totally plummet to the ground. The message was crystal clear. There was an ominous force against globalization via U.S. cultural and economic imperialism. In truth, though, it was something we already knew was coming after the labor movements and demonstrations in Seattle, England, Long Beach, D.C. Suddenly, I am not sure with this. What I thought that I would do was remind ourselves of the issue that seemed to have been blown away from the table on that day, in 9/11, and that way perhaps suggest an agenda that the social movement of our people could use in the near future. For example, we have not closely even examined the U.S. Census of 2000 with respect to raza, nor have we asked whether our direction is a healthy one. And we have certainly not assessed a concern I have about getting absorbed, totally assimilated into the mainstream without questioning the implications. Therefore, I had many new things to think about. These things, however, are something that Chicano professors, intellectuals, have to take a look at very soon before it's too late. So, as I wrote this, I ran out of gas for that day and had to go and have my car tuned up, get some gas, and have the oil changed. Perhaps I needed new brakes and have my smog, that chingadera, changed. I say chingadera because I never did believe that it was something that was that effective.